Well, we're as a family here on 2005. Actually, July 21 is when we came here for the first time. That's it. Do you imagine 20 years ago, this year? And we are so grateful with the people at that time and the people this time and through the time. And because I know this is the plan of God. First of all, we came here to try to learn English, and I do not learn. No, that's it. She did a great job, but I have my brain is not work. Well, yes, we came in here in 2005, and for just because we have a plan to go to Romania, to plant a church in Romania or Spain, initially in Spain, and then going to Romania because at that time they do not. Saint International do not have a team over there. And we thinking go to Spain first and then later on going to Romania. But that's not the plan, okay? That's our plan. That's what we know later. And we came here and stayed with the Union Lake and we working. That's it. Now that's a nice place now. But that one is the youth room that we working with the WANA program. There's a lot of kids over there. And I know, remember people working, youth, new, and old people working with the WANA. But when we came here, we don't know nothing about English. And when the pastor preaching, I just catch one word, but it's still here, and I think it's a good methodology to learn other language, to be inside in the house. Do nobody speak our own language, but we are so grateful. We went to El Salvador, we're going to Central America to try to. Raise our support to go to Romania, but at that time was the big car accident, and I was involved with my brother-in-law, and both of us have a lot injury, and then I was in bed for 8 months. My wife, she did it. She did everything for me, and I have a pain. I can't sleep. That was so terrible. And we called Grandpa Jim because he was a member at the church in Dorothy. We stayed there. We lived with them, and they Pastor Griffin at the time and other people about Sam. They find a pro bono hospital to make our surgery. And February 23rd, that's my birthday. Hey, put in your calendar, please. Now, that's at the time we came here and they made the surgery. And the doctor said, if we do good, I coming in February 7, I think, and the next day I have the doctor's appointment, and he told me, I would like to do tomorrow, but I do not have the right material what we would like to use in your hip. We would like to ask in some special material, like the replacing something in the plane, something like that, yeah. And he did a great job. He say if the hip working good, will be good for 15 or 20 years. And this is the 20 year. it's 17 years now, and I be able to walk. Before that, before when he came here, I came in the wheelchair. The doctors on neurology in El Salvador, they said, you can no walk again because your nerve was cut off. And, you know, the nervous system look working like a wire, electrical wire. And he said, "Do not, you can no. Doesn't matter if you get the surgery. Doesn't matter if you get a hip replacement. You can no walk." But, and you know, the doctor, they sometimes they killing you or killing me. If you get that in your mind, you believe in that. But I know God have a plan. Yeah. The plan of God is always better than anything. Yeah. But we had to believe in God. And I was, when I was in the bed and night and day, I just asking God, and you make a miracle. Please do the miracle. And I think maybe one day I will wake up and walking, but that's not the way that God can use. Well, at the end, the doctor from Berner, the orthopedian doctor, he said, we are so grateful with him when we finish all of that, and my wife and me was tell him we are so grateful. And he said something. He said, "I just to repair to the soldier, go back to the battle." Man, I was crying, because when you cannot walk, when you cannot do, who can hire to preaching or as a missionary? Actually, the churches in Honduras, they throw away the plan to go to Romania. And they say, you cannot do anymore. But what I say, God have a plan. When I was here to recovering for that, all that problem I have, I still am in Kane. And someone from, I think, Texas called us. And we have some contact with them. And he said, we would like to meet in Flint. Because in Flint, Michigan, they have other church. I don't know what is the name of the church. But this is part of the Association of Arkansas, BMA of Arkansas, BMA of America. But the central is in Arkansas. And they said, we're looking for someone who can help us to plant in churches in Arkansas. I do not have an idea where Arkansas is. For sure, do not have any idea. And he tell us, we really need you. And I said, I cannot do too much, because I tell the story to him, and he said other time, he said, I need the soldiers, not with a pastor or soldier, not with a diploma, not with this or with that. I need someone who have a scar, you know, a scar, and their life. If God can use that, wow, that's the same word he used to the soldier, the Dr. Berner, this other guy. By the way, Dr. Berner was a deacon in one church in Pony. But, God gave us a chance, gave us an opportunity, gave us a privilege to be part of this church, because this we was a member of this church. I remember they presented to us. They gave a chance to baptize. Jorgito was baptized here, and the pastor led me to baptize him, baptize Deisita, my daughter, and William. And at the time we went to Little Rock as a your missionary there. And we are so grateful you support and pray and money send Counselor, now the pastor Jeff, they do a great job. You know, my wife, she's in cancer for the last 3 years. And I think in you, I am strong, but I am not. I'm very weak. And the pastor Jeff, he's very concerned. He will take care. And sometimes he called me just the right time when I really need someone to pray for me. We are so grateful. On this 17 year, we planted four churches. We're working with other missionary over there. We be here, we go there. It's other family missionary that is American man, and he speak Spanish. But at the time, he do not speak very well. But I do not tell him. Yeah. And I spend time with him every day. Now he speak very fluent. Yeah. And he do not. If he coming here or he go someplace, he cannot need a translator like me. But we're working with him maybe 2 years or maybe less. But we're working together 2 years to plant an El Faro. And then we gave around 15 persons to go and plant the other church, the Grand Commission. And our first disciple in El Faro was Wilmer. And now he's a pastor. Yeah. And then we call other one from Honduras, other men from Honduras, and we gave other families to plant another church. They going to from Del Faro to plant another church in North Little Rock. Wilmer says Alexander and El Faro right here, and then other church Creciendo en Cristo they call. And now Michael, the same man we start the church, he's planting other churches in Cabo. He just started. And Jorgito is helping to him. And that's happened. We continue to evangelize and make a disciple and prepare people to go to other places. The second disciple we have, he has spent 15 years in Little Rock. Now he is in Mexico and to try to start other church. Unfortunately, I do not have a chance to see him because they said help and I have to take care of her. But hopefully God gave me the chance to go to encourage him. But we support, his name is Herman or German. You can call for him. Continue to call, to pray for Wilmer and Juan Carlos and German and for Michael High and Jorgito, because really God tell us to share the gospel, disciple, plant a church, and go to other places. I would like to give a chance to my wife and Jorgito, because Jorgito to start to translator when he was 11 years. He just have 11 years, and he translated for me. And on my view, this is the best translator I can use in any way. We are so grateful with our family. Deisita, she working a lot at the church with the kid. We have a program like no one, but it's called Ictus. And Deisita and her husband, they are coordinated to this group. William, my youngest son, he played the drum, and he is in charge to the youth group. And Jorgito, he's in the worship leader and helping to the other guy to plant the church. But I'm really glad to see you, and I have a lot of things to do or say, but we can give a chance to Daisy and my son.
Yes, because he didn't led me to talk too much.
Well, really, we are so glad and blessed to be here. We planned that maybe 3 years ago we need to come, but we didn't. And I know it's difficult to pass something, right? Because you never expected, right? You plan and you thinking that everything is doing well. You plan this and this and this and this. And this is what I doing. But sometimes we are not prepared when the, how do you say, the trials are coming. And I learned three things. This is one time I was very, well, let me tell you this. I grew up in not a Christian family. My family were Catholic. But, you know, we have the love for God or for Jesus. But one day my parents came to Jesus Christ, and maybe I was 12, maybe 11 or 12 years old, and I accepted Jesus Christ, and I was baptized, and then my siblings too, I have two brothers, and now they are pastor, and God was wonderful, blessing to me with my family, and then he touched my heart, and to read the Bible or to learn deeply the Bible, his word. And we went to the seminary in Guatemala. That's what I met George. But we have 31 years married. But anyway, this pastor helped me a lot. And I was a happy girl. But depressed, for me, it's no, I can let to come to my door and no. But I was wrong. I was in a deep depression. And I think this is no good, but really it's a feeling. I am a human being, right? And I learned three things. This is, in a few words, in a few time, I want to say this. Everything that God does is for my good. And I try to swallow this. You know Romans 8:28, right? When my husband had the accident, everybody came to the hospital, and everybody, I can't believe it, tell me the same verse. And almost I say, what, do you know another one? But that's true. God is always work for my good. Doesn't matter if I understand. This is not my business. It's his business, not mine. But I know, doesn't matter if I with cancer, it's for my good. Oh, I didn't see it like that. In the beginning, in 2023, I remember I went to Mexico in Guadalajara for a ladies' conference, and my heart was filling and was joy and everything, and I had the colonoscopy, and then, boom, they see we found 14 polyps. One is with cancer, and I can't believe it. This is really was hard. And I don't understand. I said, God, why I do this, I do that, and I give him the whole curriculum if he knows. I think that he knows, don't know about it. And he knows me. And I don't understand. Okay, I don't need to understand. And he gave me different verse of the Bible. One is John 11, you know, when it's about Lazarus, is correct, Lazarus? As you said, this? Okay. 11, and this past touched deeply my heart, deeply. And John 11:40. If somebody can read it for me, we'll be fine. Please.
Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, and you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you.
Have
heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. And you know, he said, "Didn't I tell you that you will see God's glory?" And how can you see the God's glory when you have a cancer? Right? And I understand that I don't need to understand everything, but I am in his hands. How can more safe I am? The Bible says that if you give your children the best of the best, you know, you can take your bite or your food and take your children. How God is made it more than this. And the second thing I learned is everything God does, he does perfectly. He never makes mistakes. I said, wow, this is not easy. This was in 2023. I passed the chemo 3 months, and I was happy, yeah. And at that time, we prepared a big conference with the ladies, and I need to take a step back and let them to do it. And I don't say nothing. And they did it. They did it. And when I think he never make mistake and say, "Lord, I don't understand what are you doing here? That's on me." And I come back on March the second time to check it, everything. And my CEA was 53, that normally 0 to 5. And I was 53, 70, 90. This means the cancer came back. Now they made a metastasis in my liver. And I said, "Oh, no. I can't believe it. Why?" And the doctor told me, "Well, you need to through 12 chemo." And that year was very bad. I was in bad shape, sad. I can't understand again. And I was crying. And George said that he is not strong, but I know he is. But who can men be strong if they see their wife suffering? Or vice versa, right? But, you know, God gave us a strength. I don't know how. And I have a purpose, and I didn't know. I met more than 5 ladies through this, and I can share the gospel. And he gave me purpose. I lost she passed away on March. But you know, if you see your needs, your own needs, and poor Daisy, "Oh, I don't know, what can I need to do and everything, but if I don't lift my head and look at another needs, really this is not good. Can you
look at another, your neighbor next to you, and they have another trials or another troubles different like you, but you can now encourage them. Doesn't matter what you are doing or you are going to through. And in Psalms 19:22, somebody can read it for me, please. Psalms 919:22. It's 119:92. You know that the whole psalm is 176. All is like talking about God's word.
If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction.
Amen. Really. If the God's word is not help me, I will nothing. And this is what understand that God, everything God does, he does perfectly. He never makes mistake. Do you believe that? Doesn't matter what happened with you. Right. You can believe in this because the God's word says, he held us. And the third things I told you, I have the opportunity to meet another ladies from different countries and different needs, and I have a friendship with them. And this let me share the gospel, not just by word, just they need to see the love of Jesus and you and me, and then we can share. And the third is everything God does, he does for his glory. And he does not share with anyone. to come back to John 11, the verse 4, he said that, the Lazarus sickness will not end in death. No. It happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. I don't know how, I don't know everything, but I know this is the glory of God in me. Thank you so much for your prayer. This is the answer to your prayers. Please still believe it that God have planned for you and for me, and I am here. I know that people say, you don't look like that, you are have cancer. Well, yesterday, 1 month ago, I have a lung surgery. They took me 10% off of my left lung because, again, the cancer of colon made metastasis in my lung. And we were really concerned if we can, I am able to fly to come here. I am here, and I feel so good, so good. And God let me teach to the ladies retreat last weekend in Mississippi. And you know, the glory is for who? Not for me. It's for him. Don't see yourself. We need to see him for his glory. And thank you so much. Continue to pray. I don't know what is the next, right? Maybe I am here or I can wait until I go to my own house, right, to see the Lord. But I don't know. Before I was worried, but not now. I know the 17th of the June, I start again with the chemo for 3 months. And I don't know. We will see what happened today. I live day by day. If that today is my last day, you know? Sometimes we don't thinking about it. And we need to enjoy everything, every moment. Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, I did.
Yeah. Well, that's hard to follow. Well, I just want to thank all you guys for being here. Honestly, whenever I'm having conversations with friends, and they always say, you know, whenever you're sad or whatnot, sometimes you can say, well, you're still, you have to live your best days, you know? But when I think and reflect back in my life, I think the best days of my life was really when I spent them here in Michigan. I just enjoyed those 2 years or that time period of my life, and it really has made a big impact in me. Just it's just I come here, I feel like I'm at home. So and like my dad was saying, we had the first opportunity, or we thought we were gonna go over there to Spain and then to Romania, and then the big car accident happened, and then you don't understand why God does the things that he does, but now when you look back at it and then see the work that we have been able to do through your help, it's definitely eye-opening, even though it's a hard road we had to walk, but we're also thankful we didn't have to do it alone, and also, you guys have been a big part of that. So we appreciate all of your prayers, all your support. And like I said, every time we come here, it feels like I'm at home. Mm-hmm. And maybe, it's crazy to think that I was 10 years old when I came here. Now I'm a grown man. I'm 30 now. So. And everything has changed, but for the better. And like my father was saying, we're thankful for the people that helped us then, and we're also thankful for you guys that are now in this, and all the people who've been throughout this journey. So, you know, as a pastor's kid, I guess we have no other choice but to help our parents. So thankfully, over there in El Faro, what I do is help with lead worship. And then, like he was saying also, I also translate every once in a while when it's needed, as well as that Brother Michael, he's starting a new church in Cabot, so probably like about 20 minutes away from Little Rock. So I help him also do the worship service. If you keep us in your prayers with everything going on, it's a little harder to engage it with the Hispanic people, because everyone's so weary of their future. So if you guys can keep us in your prayers, I would really appreciate it. And I think that's why whenever we also when we come here, I feel like family, because really whenever you're a missionary, you leave literally everything behind, like your grandparents, your aunts, uncles, your cousins, and whenever you guys open up your arms to us, and it just feels like we are loved and we belong here. So we appreciate every single one of you guys.
Well, thank you for. I have 2 minutes, and we would like to. Asking for prayer for my wife, and pray for my my wife too. Started chemo and in June 17, I really do not want it. She do not want it, but or you can pray to find other way. But for sure, pray for a miracle. For God can make a miracle for her. And we would like to have the life to serve to him. But we are in his hand. Pray for our daughter. And she was married the last year. But she is in Romania. She is studying the master's degree. And the master's degree required to go to some place to working for 9 weeks. But I pray for her husband in Little Rock, pray for Hito as a worship leader, and help him to Michael to start the other church, and pray for William because he is in charge to the youth group with other team. We are not the best family, but we would like to we try to serve in God in our better way we can do, but that we're doing all of that because your prayer, because your support, because God used you, and you have a big part of what we're doing over there. We really appreciate it.